Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Amen. Thank God for you tuning in with us on today. This is Pastor Morgan. I'm here with you again on this wonderful radio station, here to give you another word from the Lord. We meet you here every Monday at 6:30 at this time, and we are just delighted for the opportunity to be able to come before many of you. And we see many of your views here, and those of you who have been listening in, it has just been so grateful. Amen. I've been thankful that God can use me in such an area. Amen, that many of you are listening, and we just praise God for that. Glory to God. We are on the air. Let's talk Bible. Glory to God. Let's talk. This is Kingdom Builders. Let's talk Bible, and we're going to get ready to go into a word. Last week, we only had 15 minutes, but we thank God for that. Amen, and I just want to give glory and honor not only to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, glory to God, but the Father and the Spirit of God. We thank God for them. I praise God for my lovely wife who caused all this to happen. Amen. One of my biggest fans, and we just thank God for all of you that are out there right now. Glory to God. Now, as we get ready to go into the Word of God, I'm going to give you my mailing address just in case I forget to do it at the end of this broadcast. It is P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia. The zip code is 31010. Amen. It's P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia. The zip code is 31010. My email, for those of you who have a pencil and paper always handy, and I ask that you always have that when you're listening to my broadcast, because there may be some things you might want to jot down. Glory to God. But my email is rev.ulysses morgan jr 30@yahoo. That's Reverend rev.ulysses morgan jr 30@yahoo. So it's not hard to remember, Reverend.UlyssesMorgan Jr. 30@yahoo. You can email me if you want to, and that would be just fine, too. Also, those of you who may be wanting to call in, I'm going to give you this call-in number, and you can just intervene when you get a shot if you wanted to, and that is 347-996-3033. That's 347-996-3033. Amen. If you want to call in and ask a question or comment on what we're talking about, we welcome that too as well. I'm going to get ready to go into, and always as we come, I'm going to give you this information at the beginning of our broadcast, if not at the end of the broadcast, so you'll be able to join in with us. Amen. Because I believe there are some good spirit-filled people who are listening to this radio broadcast, and I know that the Word of God has been a help to you, and there may be some questions that you may want to ask or some comments that you may want to give. We thank you for your support. Amen. But our topic, amen, as we left off with on last week, was spiritual priorities, and I'm going to try to conclude today with that. I always believe that when you start a Bible class, you cannot give it one time and then expect people to understand everything there is about it. I've often been and seen pastors who give a Bible class on one subject, and the next week it's another subject, and you haven't really exhausted the first subject and gotten out of it what God would have people to get out of it. And so I don't do that. I always try to come back and give as much as possible so you'll have something to chew on, something to study on, instead of just jumping from subject to subject. I want to make sure you get the first subject real good or at least better than just doing it one time. Amen. So we're going to try to conclude with this particular subject here, and I don't want you to miss next week because we're going to be talking about Job, and the topic will be, do you know the deal? And we'll talk about that next week. But right now it's spiritual priorities. And we're going to be coming from 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. First, let us go into God in the word of prayer. And I always believe in prayer. Amen. I do not pray. And it doesn't make any sense to pray if you don't believe in what you're praying for. So I believe it. And I'm going to pray right now. If you would bow your heads with me and just pause with me just for a moment. Those of you who may be driving, I can understand your situation. Govern yourself accordingly. Father, we thank you right now for this broadcast, and thank you for the many, many people who have tuned in to this broadcast and have heard the word and continue to tune in every Monday at 6:30 at this time. You have given me an avenue, an assignment, a page to reach those in whom you've called me to reach. And I just thank God thank you, Lord. I just thank you so much for what you're doing. I give you glory, honor, and praise, and I take no glory from you. And I continue to ask that you use me in a mighty way to touch hearts, O God, as you've touched mine and you cause others to touch mine. I thank you right now. Today is no exception. The revelation of the Word of God given by the Holy Spirit shall come with an anointing that's going to destroy every yoke. We thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the first thing that we talked about in spiritual priorities, we were talking about as we go to church. I want to say that again. I'm going to bring you up to date because we need to understand the principle. And it happens, and many of you that are listening to me really know what I'm talking about because we may have fell victim to it at some point in time. You may have fell victim to it. And we go to church, and we feel the Spirit of God. We feel everything. We see people who are in the world and who, you know, have not repented, and they come to church and they seem to feel the Spirit of God. And that is so true, and that's what happens, because it is impossible to come into the presence of God and not feel his presence. So it doesn't necessarily mean that that person is saved. It doesn't necessarily mean they've given their heart to God. It's just that their flesh is no match with the Spirit of God. So when they come into the presence of God, they actually feel the Spirit of God. Amen. And then we have people who are veterans, amen, Christians who go to church, and we feel the Spirit of God, and we get a great revelation from the Word of God coming from the anointed pastor or anointed speaker of God. We feel it. We see that revelation. But so often we leave out of the church and out of the atmosphere of church, and we get back into our home atmosphere, and we're not even aware how the enemy works, because he dampens your spirit and causes you to adapt right back into the same common area that you went to church to escape, glory to God, that you read the Word to escape, that you was in Bible class to escape. Amen. He causes you to fall right back into that dilemma, right back, because things sometimes are not happening like you wanted to, or you get into the point where everything is the same. And we are creatures of adaptation, and we have to understand that we cannot allow the enemy to cause us to adapt, amen, to things that's not godly, or adapt to things that are not perceived to give us strength in God. Whether you're in church or whether you're on the job, whether you're at Walmart, whether you're at home, glory to God, you go home to the same furniture, the same people, the same house. But it should be a different spirit and different lightness in you when you go to church. Now, I've got to say this. When you go to church, if you go in and you come out the same way you went in spiritually, then I would check to see, amen, if God's really in the building. Because when there's an anointing there, I don't care how subtle you are in Christ, how strong you are in Christ, when there's an anointed word preached or taught, you will go in and you will come out differently. Whether you accept it or not, whether you show it or not, there's something that's going to penetrate your mind, penetrate your spirit, that you will go home with thinking about, glory to God, when there's an anointing there. And that anointing will destroy the yoke, but it doesn't mean that you can't go back and pick it up. So many people do that. But we have to understand this principle as we go. Now, the priority, as we're talking about, is the blessings of God. I want to share something with you that God gave me. And I don't know if there are many who may beg to differ with me as far as Bible scholars or preachers or pastors or whomever you may be, but this is what is given to me, and I want to share it with you because I believe God gave it to me, not only for me, but to share it with many of you. Glory to God. We got to stop believing that we're the only one in certain situations. Glory to God. Like the devil don't bother nobody else but us, and God, you know, is not looking at nobody else, glory to God, or even us. Amen. You're not the only one in certain situations. Glory to God. I'm not the only one in certain situations. So we got to stop looking at that and understand that there are many people who need the Word of God. That's why I ask you to make sure you let somebody know we're on the air, because the word that you hear may just be for them as well as you. Glory to God. But the priorities that we must understand here, as God gave it to me, is that the blessings that God gives to his people, that he gives you, are blessings that are in order. God is an orderly God. That's why he said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, because he does things in order. Amen. He does things decently and in order. He prioritizes himself. Glory to God. And he prioritizes the blessings according to the priorities that we need to be doing in order to get it. In other words, there are first things first. We've often heard this cliche over the years. We must do first things first. We can't do things at random. We can't do things according to our feelings. Your feelings will definitely deceive you. Amen. We have to pray for wisdom, pray for knowledge, pray for understanding, so we can put our priorities in the right place, because the blessings will come into your life according to your priorities. You have to understand this principle. This is what God is saying to the church, glory to God. And when we do what is first in our life, when we do what we're supposed to be doing first, not only with our finances, but with our life, with our actions, with our mouth, our ways, amen, when we do what's supposed to be done first, then there is a blessing that is already in that category that God can release to you, because you have prioritized yourself. Now, what happens is you cannot determine that you're going to leave off what you need to do first and then do the fifth thing, you know, just drop down the scale and do something that should be number four or five in your life, and then expect for the number one blessing to come to you. It's not going to work. It's not going to work, because God does things in order. You have to prioritize yourself, and God will let you know what you need to do. He will let you know what is first and what should be first in your life. The enemy will always come to distort you and cause you to react on your feelings and your emotion. Glory to God. And as I preached one time in a church, we have to look at something. And I look at people a lot of times who haven't been delivered from small spirits. There are small things, small demons that attack you, that's been attacking you for years, that you haven't even got over yet, and yet we want miracle blessings to come our way, and we're still fighting the small spirits that attack us. Glory to God. We can't even get over envy and jealousy. We can't even love our neighbor like we love ourselves. We can't even, glory to God, give like we should. We can't even give like we should, and as God lays us upon our hearts. We got certain things that we should have been delivered from years ago, and the Satan is still prioritizing these things in our lives. And we wonder where the blessings are. Where are they coming? What's going on? Amen. There are certain things you got to just realize you should have been got over. You should have been delivered from. Because if you really want to do it, God will help you do it. I have a person that's a member of my Bible class, and she's been on drugs for 10 years. She was on the hard cocaine stuff, and she decided she was tired of that life and wanted to come off of it. And she said when she made up her mind to come off, she came off of it. She didn't have to go to a rehab. She didn't have to go to all this other stuff. She went to church. God touched her heart. She did not look back. She don't testify about it. She don't even say anything about it, because she don't even want to bring it back up. But she has been, amen, drug-free for, I think, about 20 years, I believe. Glory to God. 10, I know, at least. But she had to get rid of it. And that was a strong spirit. Now, how come we can't get rid of the smaller ones? And we are waiting and asking God to send us miracle powerful blessings, giving us an anointing that's powerful. You want to pray for people, lay hands on people, but you can't get rid of these small spirits that are attacking you. Glory to God. Love your neighbor. Amen. Prioritize. Priority. Glory to God. The greatest of all is love. You got to put that first. So the blessings that goes along with that, that is number one can come into your life. You can change your priorities all you want to. God's not going to change his. God's not going to change his. He's going to do what he's supposed to do when he's supposed to do it. When you get your priorities together, he's going to give you what you need to have. Now, let's confirm this by going to 1 Kings 17 chapter, and I'm going to read something for you. Glory to God. And I may not read the whole chapter, but I'm going to read something. Let's see where I want to start here. let me begin at the 8th verse. 1 Kings 17 and 8, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, talking about Elijah, arise, get thee to Zarephath, and now y'all know where I'm going in this, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. Now, we find out that Ahab was the king of Judah, and he allowed his wife Jezebel to bring her religion into where God is supposed to be. So he did not prioritize himself like he needed to. Amen. Matter of fact, he submitted to the wrong person. And because they were worshiping idol gods, God sent Elisha there, and Elisha told them, said, it's not going to rain here for 3 years. You're going to have a drought and a famine for 3 years. And that goes along with the situation that you're doing. You have to understand something else. Amen. That consequences goes along with your action. There are consequences that goes along with your action. They will prioritize themselves. So Ahab allowed something into the kingdom, into his spirit that wasn't supposed to be there, that God had blessed, and God sent Elijah, and Elijah said, for 3 years you will have no rain and no, and there will be a famine. Glory to God. No water will come upon the earth, or you will be hungry. It's the curse because it's the curse that goes along with what you are doing. Glory to God. So now he comes out and God feeds him with ravens and he drinks water from the brook. But now the brook is dried up and he's sending him to this woman in Zidon. Amen. He's sending him to her. And here's the rest of the story. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was gone to fetch it, okay, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, listen to what she said now, as the Lord God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die. Now she is now pronouncing judgment on her own self according to the situation. She is pronouncing a curse on her own self, dealing with the situation, looking at the situation. And a lot of times the situation, amen, is just a stepping stone for God to come in and bless you. But she was about to curse herself. Amen. She said, we're going to eat this and we're going to die. Now, it was easy for her to get the water. Let me back up. It was easy for her to get the water first, simply because there was no strain in getting that water. But when he said food, now it brought about a problem, because you have to make sacrifices in order to get the blessing that goes along with it. You have to understand that. Now look what he said in the 13th verse. And Elisha said unto her, don't fear, fear not, don't worry about it. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. Now look at what this man of God is saying. Now he would easily be criticized if he was living today. Matter of fact, he's probably criticized even though he's not here. But look what he says here. Look what he says. He says to the woman, he says, yes, you're going to go. You do what you're supposed to do. Go cook that cake. He says, before you feed your son, before you do anything, before you eat, he said, bring me a piece of cake first. Priorities first. Because there's a blessing that's going to go along with what you do first. Amen. Bring it to me first. Now, I know somebody that's listening to me may criticize this. They may say, well, the woman is got to feed her son, and who would write that in the Bible? But this is a true story. This is not a parable. He said, do what I said, and then after you do that for me, then go cook for you and your son. 14th verse. For thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, look what he says, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the oil, cruse of oil, fail unto the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Now, I'm telling you what God's going to do if you prioritize yourself, if you do what you're supposed to do first. Then watch God do what he's supposed to do, and what he's going to do is going to go along with what you do. It's going to coincide with what you do. Amen. You want this blessing, you're about to die, you have no food. So if you feed me first, which indicates you have put God first, then God can't let you down. He has to bless you accordingly. Now, let me read the 15th verse. And she went and did according to the sayings of Elijah, and she and her and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Because she did what she was supposed to do. She didn't make excuses. She didn't get sorrowful. She did what she was supposed to do first. She did what she was commanded to do first. And because she did that, for 3 years, she ate food, he ate, everybody else was starving. Now, this woman had to be a praying woman. She had to be a woman that feared God. She was a widow woman. She was by herself, had one son. The Bible speaks on how to take care of widow women. Amen. And so God sent Elijah there. Now, God could have blessed her without Elijah going, but he had to prove her faithfulness and her trustworthy in him. Her trustworthiness in him. God has to prove your trustworthiness in him, because the blessing was already standing by for this lady. If she had not have done first what she was supposed to have done, then those blessings would not have came. If she had ate first and then a son and then gave to Elijah, she would not have received the blessing. Amen. But because she did what she supposed to have done first, the blessings was already standing by. When Elijah bit into the morsel of bread, the woman did not know that her meal barrels was running over with meal and oil. Now, listen. Somebody said that's ridiculous. That can't happen. Listen, miracles happen every day. So since you feel like that can't happen, and you can't, you know, meal barrels don't run over with flour and just keep running over and oil running over. Amen. That's just ridiculous. Well, now if that's ridiculous, you tell me how the sun is sitting in the sky and the earth is turning around. What is it turning around on? You tell me, you know, how that happened. You tell me how the moon is hanging up in the sky. There are many things that we can't explain, but they are there. So when God gets ready to bless, God blesses in such a miraculous way that there is no explanation to it. Amen. Just receive it, enjoy, and go on. And that's why it's called a blessing. Glory to God. Because there's no explanation as to how it's done. Glory to God. God just did it, and he's getting ready to do it. For many of you that are listening here, put first things first. You can't go by your emotions. You can't go by your feeling. You can't go by situations that you're in. The enemy rules by emotions. Satan rules by emotions. That's how he got Eve. He played upon her emotions. This is good to eat. You can eat it. You can have it. It's going to be all right. Glory to God. He played on the emotions of people to get them to do things that's contrary to God's will. You can't base it. You have people that come in church, they'll cry real tears. They'll shout all over the place. They'll speak in tongues like you ain't never seen them speak before. You ain't never heard tongues that pretty. And yet get through and go right outside and still continue on in the fleshly life that they were doing before they came into church. That's emotion. And a lot of us have been taken by emotions. We've been taken by tears. We've been taken by sorrow. We've given sympathy to people who actually was playing on your emotions. Glory to God. People are coming. They want to borrow this to pay their light bill, to pay their water bill, and yet they took the bill money and did something else with it, and they come and play on the emotions of the church. You cannot allow that to happen. You can't allow Satan to come to you, glory to God, and play on your emotions. Be strong in the Lord. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer. Trust in the Lord. I read that today. Trust in the Lord. And lean not to thy own understanding. Amen. You cannot figure God's blessings out. You can't figure out how he's going to do it. You don't know how he's going to do it. You don't know when he's going to do it. You don't know where he's going to do it. Don't even try to figure it out. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him. He's going to direct your path. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust him. And I know sometimes that's hard to do when you have been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, but this is what we're going to be talking about next week, because Job had to wait. He had to wait. He had to wait a while before he got what he was supposed to have gotten and what God was going to give him. He had to wait, and sometimes we have to wait, but don't allow your emotions to curve the blessings of God. You're closer than you ever thought possible. And look, like the closer you get to your blessings, the harder times become. Everything starts falling apart. Everything, because the enemy plays on your emotions. You have to understand that. Feelings will hurt you. Feelings will deceive you. And I know sometimes we get caught up. Amen. I'm no exception. But I've learned now to trust God, because there's nothing you can do anyway. You might as well trust it. But this woman did what she was supposed to do first. Amen. And after that, the blessings that went along with what she was supposed to do came to her house. She didn't have to worry about nothing else for the 3 years that the drought was going on. She didn't have to worry about it. Elijah ate. Elijah stayed there, matter of fact. Now, that would have been odd in today's time. But Elijah stayed with the woman for the 3 years, and he was nourished because God took care of him while the rest of the land was cursed. Amen. Glory to God. So this message is for you. My time is about to go, and we hope you enjoyed this word, and we hope that you got something out of it. And we'd love to hear from you and hear what you have to say or comment or any questions that you may bring about. And even on Facebook, you can go back and hear this message again if you want to. Glory to God. And we are so delighted that you continue to tune in and listen. Next week, get somebody. Amen. You may can get 5 people, 10 people to listen to it with you. Write it down on paper. Be an evangelist for the Lord in your own home. And be a blessing, because if you can be a blessing to somebody else to get them the word, amen, you'll be surprised how much favor God will give you with those people and with other people. Must understand that principle. So do that, amen, and be an evangelist. And next Monday at 6:30, we're going to be back on the air again. Let me give you another word from the Lord. next week we're going to be talking about Job. Amen. We're going to show you what God can do. Out of all the years I've been reading this, my God, revelations just come up. And I'm going to show it to you next week, 6:30. This is Pastor Morgan saying, God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Amen.